今天我们有从外面来的讲员。
Today we have a guest speaker.
他曾经在几个月前来到我们中间与我们分享。
He was here a few months ago to share among us.
他很久以前曾经在南美洲的森林里面做过16年的宣教士。
He was a missionary in Southern America for about 16 years.
目前他是主持一个特别为这个牧师传道，还有那些在主里面侍奉的人这种侍奉。
Right now he is in a special ministry for those who serve in the Lord and the workers in the Lord.
他们是住在这个漂亮的这个 East Mountain 那边。
They live in the beautiful East Mountain area.
他是这个中心的创办人。
He is the center. He is the founder of this center.
特别是那些为那些牧师传道，还有在事工的人员，给他们一个有休息的一个地方。
It is a center made specifically for the pastors and the ministers.
但是他同时也主持一些课程，来帮助那些牧师传道如何有一个健康的属灵生活。
He also have developed some course to help the pastors and the ministers to have a healthy spiritual growth.
所以他今天的题目，什么是单独的含义？
So today he's going to preach on solitude. What does it mean to be alone?
我们听他要分享的，我现在请 Brother Dalton 上来分享。
We'll give the following time to Brother Dalton.
Good morning.
各位早。
Okay. Do you want my stuff?
I try to fix mine too.
Yeah, okay. I asked Ronald if we can pack 2 hours into 20 minutes.
我问那个 Ronald 弟兄，可不可以就是给大家一个信息是要2个钟头20分钟的。
He said, sure.
我说
So we're talking fast, you think fast.
所以我讲得很快，你们又想得很快。
My wife and I, Vicky, the lady sitting right there in that spot, are the ones who started the retreat center in Rekindling.
我太太 Vicky 坐在下面那边旁边的地方，跟我也创立了一个退休的地方。
2 years ago, Pastor Lou and his wife came and stayed with us for a couple of days with their daughter, Hannah.
两年前呢，刘牧师一家人跟他的女儿来到我的地方住了一两个礼拜。
And we began to be friends.
我们成为了朋友。
And it's an honor for us to be here with you today.
今天很荣幸他邀请我来这边。
Okay, how many of you watch the Olympics?
有谁看那个奥林匹克那个运动会
？How many of you don't watch TV？
有些人谁不看电视的
？Okay, so some of you did not see the Olympics.
所以有一些
，Did any of you see family when you were seeing the people？
有一些在看电视的有没有看到那个家人？很多人
？Yes, your family. But you saw them on the TV screen.
有看到你的家人在那个电视上，你有没有看到
？Anybody? And if you have family that were among the gymnasts and the, no? Yes.
有没有在座的当中有些
？How many billion people live in China? You know, I think perhaps you have relationships.
有没有在座都是有一些自己亲人在里面实地在比赛的？你看，你大家都看到中国有数以亿的人口。
Now, you look at me and you say, he's American, and I look at you and I say, okay, you're Asian, but you know what? We're family of God.
你看到我，哎，你看到我是美国人，但是你看，我就知道你们是亚洲人，但是我们是属于神的教会里面的。
The blood that flows in your veins and the blood that flows in my veins.
那个在我们血流的都是一样的。
Has been changed by Jesus.
有那个耶稣基督改变了我们的，
so、we're family.
我们都是属于家人。
We look different, we talk differently.
我们讲的不一样的，我们看的也不一样，
perhaps,
也不一样。
you might speak better English than I do.
也许你给讲的英文给我讲得好。
But we're family of God.
对，我们是同一家人。
It really is a blessing to us that we have an outreach to the Chinese students at UNF.
确实是蒙神的祝福，你们向那个中国同学，甚至你们这全体的施工。
For the workshop series that Pastor Lu was talking about, we went to UNM to make video.
哦，这个工作的一个时间的时候，我们实际是到 UNM 里面是拍摄也是那个短片。
And one of the people that was on that video, Pastor Lu went to Jesus. He was a Chinese man.
有一个人就是在那个影像里面他是路人上就像耶稣基督一样。
And the word is connecting us as family.
他的这个主呢，让我们连接在一起，成为一家人。
Okay, so we're talking about solitude.
我们讲讲这个单独一个人是什么意思。
How many of you know what that means, solitude?
单独一个人是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
什么意思？
Be by yourself?Yeah, right? How many of you like to be by yourself?
自己一个人
Like to be. Get away. How many mamas do we have here who have many children?
在座当中就妈妈的有多少个孩子
You like take the children, put them here, and you go be by yourself.
将孩子放在这边他自己一个人走出去
The culture in the United States,I don't know if you've noticed, does not lead us towards solitude.
在美国的文化里面，我不知道大家晓不晓得，我们都不愿意孤单的相处一个人。
It leads us towards busyness. Stay busy, active.
我们在这边呢，永远都是忙的，忙的。
You have a holiday tomorrow. Tomorrow is Labor Day.
明天是有假期，明天是那个劳工节。
How many are going to work?
明天有谁去上班的？
Gonna go Labor Day work.
劳动节那天还要上班的。
How many are gonna relax?
有几多在休息的。
How many wish you could relax?
在劳动节有些希望你能够休息。
Our culture tends to make us do things, and if we are doing things, then that equals good.
我们的文化是希望我们都是继续在做事，因为做事的话，在我们长起来是看为好的。
Have you noticed that?
你有没有注意到呢？
Many, many actions equals good.
很多很多很多那个工作或者你要做的事情是等于是很好的事情。
Have you seen that?
你有没有注意到
？Have you seen that? And we want to talk about being alone. Let's go to Matthew 14:23.
我们是讲怎么样的孤单的这个题目。我们来看马太福音14章那个23节。
Now, and when we say be alone, we don't mean be lonely.
我们是单独一个人，并不是说孤独。
We're talking about being alone with God.
我们是讲的是一个人单独跟神相处。
Now, Jesus had just fed a multitude of people.
耶稣在跟人群在一起的时候
，He put the disciples in the boat. He said, "You guys go away."
他的差遣他的门徒在船上，你们先走。
And then he sent the multitude of people all away.
所有的人群也散去了。
And in verse 23 it says, and after he had sent the multitudes away, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was there alone.
所以23节里面，他等他叫众人散开，散了众人以后，他就独自上去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。
The example Jesus set for us was not to be alone, so you could kind of go.
耶稣基督给我一个榜样，就是说，并不是叫我们单独一个人的时候，就很就是完全就是放松下来。
In Colombia, in South America, we used to say "sudando la gota," which means to sweat the drops.
Sudando la gota, sweat.
Sweat.
就是那个汗那个流下来从额头上面。
We worked really hard. We said we were sweating kerosene.
我们就工作的很那个努力的时候，我们的冒汗就是像那个气 水那个汽油一样下来。
Does Ronald know Spanish?
Sudando petróleo.
That's what I'm saying. Sudando petróleo. That's
me.
Okay, you do.
Okay, see.
他讲的像那个汽油的水，像汗水那么流下来。
When Jesus got alone, he got alone to be with his Father.
所以耶稣他要单独一个人相处的时候，他希望跟那个父亲单独的相处。
The crowds drew from him the life that he had from being with his Father, and he needed to recharge.
因为他都是在人群里面那个不停的工作，他需要。重新的发电是不是充实自己。
It was important for him to have God's strength inside, Father's strength.
这个对耶稣基督很重要的，神的力量是要重新临到他身上。
And the only way to get that, the only way he could get that strength,
他唯一的能够得到那种力量呢？
Was to get alone with his Father.
就是他单独跟他父亲相处。
A couple other examples of being alone. Let's go to Genesis 32:24. This is the story of Jacob.
我们来看那个创世纪三十二章二十四节里面提到单独一人的时候的一个例子。
Genesis 32, verse 24.Okay, this is Jacob.
所以我们讲的是雅各。
Name means schemer, tricky.
这个。
His name is tricky.
他的雅各的另外名字就是洗诈的人。
Schemer, I can fix this. and he is with a multitude of people, and his brother Ishmael is coming.
他带着他的家人。回去乡的时候，他的兄弟正在来，以扫来迎着他。
Esau is coming to see him. And last time he saw Esau, he had stolen his birthright.
最后一次他跟了以扫在一起的时候，他将那个长子的名分卖给他。
Jacob was sudando petróleo. He was sweating.
那时候他就冒汗。
He said, "All the multitude of people across the brook, he's alone."
所以很多人在另外一边，而且他自己是单独一个人。
And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak.
所以只剩下雅各一个人，有一个人来跟他睡觉，直到黎明。
Now, if you read the rest of the story, you find that this is an angel.
假如你再看下面的故事，其实这个人就是一个天使。
And I don't know if it would be like two sumo wrestlers, you know.
Guys like this wrestling.
But Jacob was with his strength, he was trying to overcome this man.
但是雅各跟他睡觉的时候，他使尽力的想制服这个人。
And he could not prevail over Jacob, and Jacob couldn't overtake them in the battle. There was no winner here.
所以他们打了一个晚上，打成平手。
And the angel touched him inside of his thigh, his leg.
所以那个天使在这碰到他那个大腿。
And he was wounded.
所以他受伤了。
And he changed his name from Jacob, and he said, "I'm going to call you Israel."
所以从那一天开始，他将那个名字改为叫以色列。
You are no longer a schemer.
你不再使诈的人了。
Your nature will no longer be tricky.
你的行为不会再是诡诈的。
But I call you Prince with God.
我现在叫你是在神的王子。
And from that day forward, Jacob hopped.
从那一天开始，雅各走路就是一拐一拐的。
He was no longer strong in his legs.
他再没有力量。
His walk was changed because of this encounter.
因为这次睡觉的关系，他的走路的不一样。
In Isaiah, let's go to chapter 30, verse 15.
我们来看那个经文，以赛亚书的三十章。
This is a Bible study day. You get to move around.
今天是查经。
Get your exercise.
所以让大家去翻一下圣经。
And I want to read, Ronald, would you read verse 15 through 18 for me, please?
以赛亚书 30:15-18。主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说，你们得救再不归回安息，你们得力再不平静安稳，你们紧致不可。你们却说，不然我们要骑马奔走，所以你们一言奔走。又说，我们要骑飞快的牲口，所以追赶你们的必然飞快。一人吆喝，必令千人逃跑；五人吆喝，你们都必逃跑。以致剩下的好像山顶的旗杆，当上的大旗。耶和华必然等候，要施恩给你们，必然兴起讨你们。你们因为耶和华是公平的神，凡等候他的都是有福的。
The Lord says, in repentance and rest, you are saved.
你们得救在福，归回那个安息。
In quietness and trust is your strength.
你们得力在福，平静安稳。
But you were not willing.
但是你们不肯这样子做。
So as Christians, I have to ask you a question.
作为一个基督徒，我要问大家一个问题。
As followers of Jesus, ones who follow after him.
我们是耶稣的门徒，我们是跟随他的。
You have said, Lord Jesus, come live in my life.
你曾经这样说，主啊，来到我生活中。
I give you all that I am.
我献上我所有的。
All that I have.
一切。
Here's my wallet.
这是我的皮包。
I give you my mind.
我给你的意志。
My will.
我给你的力气力。
Give you my emotions.
我给我你我的那个一切情感。
I surrender.
我向你降服。
How many of you have done that?
你们有没有做这种绝技
With your life, you said that to God.
这样子直接对神这样子说了，请举手。
Are you different?
你是不是跟人不一样呢？
Did that change you?
这个有没有改变你呢？
And then after you said, Lord, I surrender all.
然后你跟主说，我全部献上。
Somebody came and said, Would you please clean the parking lot?
有人就马上告诉你，你可以帮我那个清干净那个停车场。
Can we have a Bible study at your house?
我可不可以到你家里面的来查经？
When I was in college, I had something happening every night of the week, except one night per week, and it was all church related.
他说，在我的学生时代，我是每天都有节目的，唯一天是没有的。
And then we were missionaries in Colombia in the jungle for 16 years.
我们在那个Colombia那个哥伦比亚那个森林里面。工作了16年
and 24 hours a day
24小时
we were missionaries
我们是宣教师
and we were working in the agricultural communities
我们在每一个社区里面都在工作
farms
在农场
planting rice with a stick and a can
种稻米
it was not machines, there were no machines but sheds With the machines.
用一根棍子，一边种一边这样子做。
And we were very busy doing ministry.
我们也非常忙的宣教。
How many of you have been busy doing ministry?
大家在这当中是很忙的做宣教的工作。
No, no busy people. You guys either you don't know what I'm saying or you're not telling me the truth.
在这当中呢，你不诚实的告诉我，或者是你不知道我是。
Or else Pastor Lou hasn't come said, Could you please help?
或者是刘牧师说，你可不可以帮我忙
？It is very common as Christians to say, if I do good works, that means I'm loved of God.
在基督徒来讲，假如你做这种好的工作的话，表示我爱我的主。
And the measure of being loved of God is not that you do good works.The good works come out of your relationship with Him.
最重要的关系就是说， 你做这种工作的话，跟主的有了关系，这么马上接到好的工作，其实就是这个结果。
Do you remember the rich young man who came to Jesus？
有没有知不知道有个富有的青年人来看主耶稣基督
？He said, "What must I do to enter the kingdom?"
他问夫子，我做什么才能够进那个天国
？I've been very faithful. I've kept all the law. I've done everything that was to be done.
我做了一切，我有遵守律法，我所有都做了。
And Jesus looked at him and he loved him and he said, "Sell all you have." To follow me.
耶稣就告诉他，而且耶稣很喜欢那个青年人，然后告诉他，你卖掉一切来跟随我。
And the young man looked at him and goes, "Okay, I'll get back to you on that."
这个年轻人就看着主之后就是就没有答案。
It was very hard for him.
因为这个很难的决定。
He had done many good things.
他做了很多良善的工作。
Good religious things.
尤其是宗教上的事情。
Spiritual. In his time, it was spiritual work.
在他来讲，他的做属灵的工作也做了很多。
But to follow Jesus with no bondages, no ties, he couldn't do it.
但是唯一你放弃一切来跟随主耶稣，没有以往过往的绑到你的事情，他是做不到。
This idea of solitude is not new. It's been in the church since the first century.
在第一世纪的话，这个单独跟一个人的话，并不是一个新的观念，是好久以前，就是第一世纪以前就已经发生了。
Church fathers called it spiritual discipline.
在那个教会的神父们、领袖们就讲为这个是一个属灵的事情。
So a discipline is a practice, something that you do many times.
这你其实一个训练，很多次你积极的训练如何单独一起。
And so to be alone, not by themselves, but alone with God.
就是你单独的一个人跟神相处。
It's a practice that they would do repeatedly.
这是他们每次每天都有这样子去训练自己这样子做。
Okay, so if I asked you to raise your hands, but you won't, so I won't.
我问你，要大家举手，对吧？大家都不会举手。
I want these guys. I like you to talk back when I'm talking.
我希望你有我讲话的有些人可以讲回我的话。
Is it easy or hard for you to take time to be alone with God?
是不是容易呢，或是非常之困难呢？你一个人单独的相处的时候
，easy or hard?
容易呢，还是很困难呢
？It's hard, isn't it?
有时候是。
Don't raise your hand. Not your hand. Is it hard?
是不是很困难呢
？Why is that?
为什么呢
？Well, I have a schedule, a criteria, a PDA. It tells me what I should do.
我现在是有一个约会，他又告诉我怎么做。
When I put something in my PDA, my phone, which I didn't bring in.
当我放一些东西在我那个电话上的时候。
At 9:30 church service, Chinese Baptist Church.
九点半我要到那个
you preach.
这个教堂我要来讲信息。
At 9:15 my PDA goes boom.
九点十五分就会提醒我。
My wife says, "Can you let that thing shut up?"
我就看着你可以关掉你的电话。
Because it doesn't just go bang one time, it goes bang and then bang and then bang. It won't stop till I shut it up.
并不是光是一次他提醒我就够了，有时候再过一阵子他又吵一次，又再吵一次，直至我将那个电话关了。
We have jobs, right?
我们都有工作。
We have to be there on time.
我要准时。
We can't leave till time is done.
我不能离开，只是到时间到了。
We own businesses.
我有生意。
Maybe we're teachers. Maybe we're professors. Maybe we're heart surgeons.
也许我是教授，也许我是心脏医生，也许我是教师。
You have to be disciplined. You must show up.
你一定 要出现，你一定 要守规矩。
I'm a Christian. I must be a good example.
我是一个基督徒，我一定要有好榜样。
Do 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 do.
做啊做啊做啊做啊。
At what point do we be?
做到哪一点为止
？When do we be quiet?
什么时候我们可以单独一个人
？If we don't schedule time to be, what are we missing?
所以呢，我们都是没有我们的时间呢，我们是失去了什么呢
？And if we're not alone with the Lord, and it's not to be alone by yourself, but it's to be with the Lord.
假如我们不单独跟我们的神相处
，What do we miss?
我们失去了什么
？Okay, you can raise your hands on this. How many of you are in love with the person you're married to?
有个人爱你的配偶，请举手。
Okay. Yeah, okay. I think so. Sometimes I better raise my hand. I'm in trouble if I. Do you spend time with your spouse?
你有没有花的时间跟你的配偶相处
？Do you remember when you were courting her?
你有没有记得跟她一起
？Oh, you're so beautiful.
哦，你真是很美。
And you would tell her or him.
你会告诉他他
of the love that you had for him or her.
为了他你的爱 ，you know.
Maybe that's why you're still single. and then you got married.
你们结婚。
And then there was the pitter patter of little feet.
你们在忙来忙去，
忙忙
的，小孩子。
No more sleep at night.
晚上呢没办法睡觉。
I have three kids, they're all grown, but you know.
我有三个小孩子，他们都长大了，但小的时候他们在很忙的。
Then you have to get them ready for school.
也有预备他们上学。
Maybe you teach school.
也许你们去教书。
You have homeschool and now school is in your house. It invades your house.
也许你在家里面有家教，你是教小孩子的。
Okay, and then they get bigger.
当他们长大了
，they look at they look at you and they don't say
no.
They say I don't want to do that.
当他们长大了，他会告诉你那时候我不要这样子做。
Oh, Dad.We have to do that.
Oh, 他说爸爸，我们一定要这样子做。
And then they go away to school.
然后他离开家庭上大学去了。
And they write a note or they text you. Money. Ten lots.
然后呢，他就给你打电话，我就是在你电话上留了一个信息，说我需要很多钱。
And if you get text.Call you.
他们不给你一个信息的话，他我打电话你。
If you don't have a phone, they show up.
你没有电话，他就跑到你面前掉。我以为你们都已经自立了，走掉了。
Then they fall in love.
然后他们谈恋爱。
And then they are married. And then they have grandkids.
然后他们结婚，他们也有孩子，也有孙儿。
And you are so busy that you look at your spouse and you say, "Do I know you?"
你一直都忙忙忙忙的，以后你跟对你的配看你的配偶说，我认识你吗
？They call in English in America. They call this when the children leave and they go to school. They call empty nest.
在美国里面，小孩子都离开家庭的话，我们
就 empty nest syndrome.
我们都有这个空巢族。
Empty nest. No birds fly away. There's nobody left. Just mom and dad.
那个巢已经是没有人了，这鸟都飞走了。
And the sticks of the nest. And they look at each other and they go, I don't know you.
你只是说我们在那个巢里面。
Separate, they divorce at that point.
很多人都是因为这样子就分离了。
Because they don't know the person that they raised these children with.
因为他们太忙了，不认识你，你就没时间认识你的配偶。
Okay, scripture says we love him because he first loved us, right?
Yeah, 经常这样子讲的，我们爱是因他先爱我们。
Right?
是不是
you, know, We didn't love him first. He loved us first.
我们没有爱神，是神先爱我们。
And that love drew us to say yes, yes, Lord, come. I want you to be my Savior. I want you not just to be Savior, you be Lord.
这个爱融化我们，我们来到神的面前，我们接受了神，你是做我们的主。
And that first love in Revelation is something that the church lost.
这个爱在那个启示录里面讲到是教会就已经遗失了。
And John writes to the church, he says, do the things of your first love, go back to your first love.
约翰这个启示录里面写的就告诉教会里面就是要先爱。
And it doesn't mean you go back and, okay, I've got to re-accept Jesus, and then I need to get re-baptized, and then I need to, no, it's relationship.
他的意思并不是我要重新接受主，我要重新受洗，他并不是这个意思。他的意思就是要跟主有个密切的关系。
I spend time with Jesus because I love him.
我爱主，所以我要跟主相处在一起。
I'm enamored, I'm fascinated, I'm in awe of who he is.
这为了他，我是非常之震惊，我就是跟主了还有这个爱的。
In John 5,
在约翰福音第五章
，Let's talk about why this is important. Why is solitude important?
单独一个人是不是这么重要呢？我们来看那个约翰福音第五章二十四节。
John 5, verse 24. The reason for getting alone, John 5, 24.Is made clear. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. Doesn't come into judgment, but is passed out of death into life.
在约翰福音这个第五章二十四节的，叫人都尊敬主，如同尊敬父一样，不尊敬子就是不尊敬。
Verse 24.
John
5,
24. 24?
Yeah, 5, 24. 24,
yeah, I tell you the truth. 我实实在在地在告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出生，出死入生了。
I wasn't reading the Chinese Bible. He has English right now. Okay, eternal life, not judgment, passing from death to life.
就是永恒，永恒呢是从死里面复活，重生的。
Death
to life, 从死里面复活到永生。
Where does it start?
从哪里开始呢？
What's the first thing?
第一件事是什么呢？
He who hears my word.
第一件事是他有听我的话。
How can you hear his word?
你怎么样听到他的话呢？
If you don't spend time with him.
假如你不花这时间跟他在一起。
Oh, well, I listen to radio preacher.
我在电台里面听那个牧师讲道。
Okay, somebody else chewed that food, gave it to you.
其他人就将这个消化掉了，然后给你。
I go to church on Sunday.
我礼拜天去教堂。
I go to Burmese at my house or somebody else's house.
我到别人家里面。
Okay, that's good.
这是好事。
But how many of you want Mama Bird go get the food, chew it up, and spit it into your birdie mouth?
有时候人家要那个你的母亲这个食物找好，然后放在你的口里面。
That's okay when you're.Teeth don't work.
当你没牙齿的时候是可以的。
When you have no teeth, somebody else can chew for you and eat the food, but otherwise, no thank you.
当你没牙的时候，人家将那个食物嚼烂了，是放在你口里是可以，但是你有牙齿的。
You have to hear his word.
你自己要听他的话。
Proverbs 20:12.
我们来看那个。箴言二十章十二节。
King Solomon says, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made both of them.
在这个箴言那个所罗门王这样子说的二十章十二节，他说能听的耳能看的眼都是耶和华所造。
The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord made them both. Okay.
都是神做的，眼跟耳。
If you can't hear,
只要你听不到
spiritually.
我讲的是属灵方面。
If you can't see things spiritually,
在这个眼睛看不到，在属灵方面。
And the Lord made the capacity to do that. What does that say about you?What does it say about you?
神是 有这个能量这样子做的，这样子对你来讲，对我来讲是什么意思呢？
If I can't hear or see spiritually, what does that say about my relationship with Jesus?
假如我们属灵方面的眼睛跟耳朵都听不到、看不到，我们跟我的主关系是怎么样？
Do I have a problem?
我有没有问题呢？
Is that a problem?
是不是一个问题？
No、
但是没有问题。
Just wait, rapture's coming, you'll go.
就是我们必提的时候，我们就提上去了。
No, that's a problem.
这个是一个问题啊。
Because how can I hear His voice if I'm not listening?
假如我没有留意去听的话，我怎么会听神的话呢？
In John, Jesus talks about the good shepherd. He says, "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me."
在约翰福音里面，耶稣基督讲到他跟那羊的关系，他的羊听到他的声音，然后跟随他。
And the voice of a stranger, they do not follow.
一个陌生人的声音，羊是不会跟随他的。
If we don't practice listening to the Lord speak to us,
假如我们不习惯去听我们的主的声音
，There's lots of voices talking.
在外面就是很多杂音呢，在里面在移动。
Come on over here.
来，我们在这边。
Go over here, let's do this. Come on, follow Jesus this way.
我们来跟随耶稣，跟随这条路。
If we've not practiced to hear His voice by ourselves, we're going to hear these other voices.
假如我们不是留心听我们的主的声音的话，我们会听到很多杂音的。
And they may not lead us to the sheep goat, they may lead us to death.
他们不会带领我们经过羊的门，他可能带着我们灭亡之路。
The hearing ear is, and the seeing eye is a gift of God. He gives us those gifts.
神是给我们这种恩赐，也让我们有属灵的眼睛，有属灵的耳朵。
Okay, I'll tell you a story.
我跟大家讲故事。
At the retreat center where we live in the East Mountains, it's a beautiful place, and of course, beautiful places they get that way because you work at it, right?
山的另外一边，我们有个很漂亮的一个退休会，但是我们花了很多功夫在里面。
So much of what we do is make sure it's a beautiful place. So when you come, it looks like to you, enough like weeds growing and windows dirty and, you know, that stuff.
我们的职责就是要维持那个地方是很美丽的，这样我们花很多功夫里面维修。
So one day I am preparing for a group because we have Christian leadership teams come and visit us.
我是预备的接待一大群的那个基督那个徒弟兵的退休会的人过来。
So next day group comes, that means we have a place swept and clean, and there's drinks in the ice tent.
他来之前的话，我们要预备食物，预备饮的东西，也搞得很干净，来欢迎他们来。
He's preparing food and a conference room and cleaning bathrooms, lots of action.
我的太太 Vicky 的话，她就很忙了，她要预备食物，也要清厕所啊，要搞得很干净。
And I'm walking with a box of Costco water. You've seen those bottles of water, right?
我是跟她一起去提那个 Costco 里面那个饮那个水瓶。
And I'm taking it over and I'm putting it in the garage. As I stick it in the shelf.
我呢就将它移到我那个车房里面那个柜子里面。
The Lord says, "Oh, I love you."
然后主说，我真是很爱你。
Why did you pick now to say that?
为什么他说他这样说呢？
You know, sense of timing.
也许
是 sense of timing. It was like I'm working and you're telling me you love me. I'm glad, but I'm working.
也是那个时候是定时，就是那个时候告诉我，我在工作。
And I stopped for a moment and I said, Lord, I want to be thankful that you would say that to me.
Yeah, sorry. You know, 我坐下来，我就说啊，主啊，这个时候你跟我讲一个。
Sorry, Lord, I want to be glad that you would say that to me.
我很高兴你这样子对我说，主啊。
But why did you say that now?
为什么现在才跟我讲呢？
And we had a conversation. I stopped moving water bottles and I talked to Jesus.
我在那个水搬这个水的时候，我跟主对话。
In the garage, not in my prayer closet.
在那个车房里面，不是我在那个祷告室里面。
Not in church,
不是在教会里面。
But just in my work,
就是在我工作上面。
We talked,
我们是对话。
If I had not known what his voice sounds like, I could not have understood why that happened.
假如不应是我主的声音的话，我根本就不明白为什么这样子的发生。
If you don't spend time with the Lord, you don't know what His voice sounds like. That voice can come and go, and you think, "Huh, that's nice."
假如你没有跟主相处的时候，应是他的声音的话，你根本就不应是主的声音。
I wonder who that was.
我觉得这个声音的是谁的声音呢？
Your Christianity, your belief in Jesus is not meant to prepare you for heaven someday.
你是从一个基督徒来，是预备你将来要去天堂的。
We by and by will live on the beautiful shore.
那个是赞美之地的话，那个很美的对岸。
Your belief in Jesus is meant to serve right now.
你现在信主的话，你是马上现在要侍奉。
It's meant to be a real living relationship right now.
一个活的跟主的关系。
In Albuquerque.
在 Albuquerque 里面。
In a desert.
在沙漠里面
with cactus,
很多那个仙人掌
and zero skin front yards with no grass,
完全是没有草地那个前院后院
where beautiful orchids and flowers don't grow because it's too dry,
因为太干的缘故的话那个花是不开出来的
Your relationship with Jesus is meant to change right now, where
现在就是你跟主的关系要马上就要改变。
In your heart, you draw them to him.
你的心与他的心，你的心。
Because his heart is drawn to you.
因为他心。
He loves you.
因为他心跟你相连，因为他爱你们。
And you need to know that now.
你现在应该要知道。
You don't need to wait for heaven for that knowledge.
你不需要等别的时间。
If you know him.And he knows you.
假如你认识他，他也认识你。
Then what Jesus said, when the disciples said, "Teach us to pray."
然后的门徒跟那个主说，叫我们怎么祷告。
He said, "Pray like this."
就这样去祷告。
Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. He said.
我们天上的父，愿人的尊你名为圣，愿你主的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
你的国降临
Your will be done.
你的旨意成就地上
On earth.
成就在地上
Just as it is in heaven.
如同成就在天上
That is not later.
并不是说
放开 That is now.
他说现在不是等一下
In your life, there are things that you don't understand about the word perhaps or thatPeople that are not yet saved, or there are things you've been praying for that haven't been answered yet.
在你一生中你所做的事情，也许就是都还没有你为别人祷告，要他们得救，还没有实现。
When you pray that prayer, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth just like it is in heaven.
在你祷告的主都完了的时候
，That is not someday I hope.
并不是说我有一天我希望是这样子。
It is today.
那是说现在今天就有发生。
And the reason for getting alone with God to be in solitude is not to be lonely.
我们自己单独一个人跟神相处，并不是说我们自己一个人有孤单。
It's so you can learn to hear His voice.
所以你可以学习听主的声音。
And you can know His presence when He's with you.
当他跟你在一起的时候，你知道他现在同在的。
And be sensitive to Him.
你感觉他的存在。
He's moving in your life. What he wants to do in your life.
它是一生的感动你的生命。
I want us to stop. We're done talking.
我现在就讲到讲到这里为止。
I don't have anything else to say.
我也没有其他话可以说。
But I want to pray for you.
但我也为大家祷告。
Okay.
可不可以呢
？And what I want to pray for, I'm gonna open. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the rain. We need rain in Mexico. Anytime it rains is good.
感谢主，现在下很大的雨。
What I want to pray for you is this.
我现在又为大家祷告。
That the Lord show you new, fresh ways to know Him.
神指示你一个新的方向，能让你更认识他。
And that He stir in your belly.
在你们心里面。
To where you are not happy.
只不过不是很快乐。
You don't feel good. You can't sit down and just watch the football game.
你自己感觉到不舒服，也不能看那个足球赛。
Or gymnastics, or soccer, or go bike riding, or whatever you do.
或者是你们去那个骑脚踏车，或者是看别的地方。
But then your insides don't get settled until you spend time with Him.
你里面感觉很不舒服，除非你跟主啊花一些时间跟主相处在一起。
And out of that time.
在那段时间里面
，answers to prayer that right yet are not answered。
在那段时间，你的祷告会实现。
Okay, so what I'm praying for is God touch your life。
我为大家祷告是神接住了你们的生命。
In such a way that your prayers become answered。
你的祷告会得到实现。
So let's pray。
让我们低头祷告。
Thank you, Lord Jesus。
主耶稣基督
I ask you right now,
我恳求你
that you by your Holy Spirit speak to each one who knows you here.
指着你的圣灵对每一个人说话
You reveal to them how much you love them in a new way.
你是对他们宣示你怎么样的爱他们一个新的方向
I pray that you would open the eyes of their heart.
我期望你打开他们那个眼睛
And that you open their ears to hear you speak to them.
打开他们的耳朵，能够听到你的声音。
And that the result of that would be a fresh new love for you.
这个结果就是他们得到一个新的爱，在他们当中。
And Lord, we're not going to put any kind of limitation on what that means. I'm not going to say it has to look like this or like that.
主啊，这个是无所限制的爱。
You are the creator. You can create this in ways that I can't even conceive.
你是创造者，你可以创造所有事情。
And I pray that out of that new relationship with you,
我祈求你的新的你新的关系。
That the prayers that are unanswered,
祷告里面还没有得到实现的。
The family, the friends, the neighbors that they have prayed for, the children that they have prayed for.
我们是为我们那个自己的孩子照顾的朋友。
The needs that they have, physical, spiritual, natural needs.
他们自己所需要的，不管属灵或者实际需要生活需要。
The longing that they have to see family again that they're separated from.
他们渴望的来看的远亲的朋友。
Oh Lord Jesus, I pray you answer their prayers.
我祈求你让他们的祷告实现。
And like Solomon prayed at the temple.
像正与所罗门王在那圣殿里面祷告。
If my people,
我的子民
who are called by my name will humble themselves.
指着我的名而能够谦虚他们。
And pray.
祷告。
And seek my face.
在我面前颂赞。
And turn from their wicked ways.
离开他们那个邪恶的路。
Then will I hear from heaven.
然后我从天上说谁听到了
And will forgive their sin.
赦免他们的罪
And heal their land.
然后拯救这个地
Lord, we turn to you today. We say, Lord, we want to know you.
今天我来到你面前向你请求我们说我们爱你
Lord, we want you to know us.
主啊我希望你能够认识我们
And we want to give our lives to you in a new way.
我们愿意奉献我们的生命给你。
Bring your kingdom on earth just like it is in heaven through us.
将你的天国带到这个地上来，正如在天上一样。
We pray this in your precious name, Jesus.
我们祷告是奉你的名祈求。
Amen.